Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mamre by Avram Goldhar and then Mazakas Bam Metzia Daf Lamed Ches, the third parak Mafkid. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that if one left his produce with someone, the Tanakhama says, Afilu hen avudin, even if it's becoming ruined by mice or spoiling, well, yigabehen, he should not touch it to sell it. Rav Shimon Gamliel says he should sell it in basin, because he's like one returning a lost item to its owner. Two reasons are given to explain the Tanakhama's opinion. Rav Kahana says, Adam Rosa Mekav Shalom, Metisha Kavim Shal Chavero. A person prefers a kav of his own produce for which he has toiled, which might remain at the end, more than nine kavim of his fellow's produce, which he could buy if his produce would be sold earlier. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Chashin Shema Asan Hamafki Truma Umaiso Al Makam Acher. We're concerned that perhaps the depositor declared it Truma or Maiso on his own produce elsewhere, and it's prohibited to a non-Kohen. A Braisa teaches that since a Nifkad cannot sell the produce, the owner is permitted to declare Truma or Maestro on his other produce without concern that it was sold. Point number two, Rabba Bar Bar Chama quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that this Malchokas applies where the produce is becoming ruined at its normal rate, which is defined on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. However, Yosmech De Chesronen, if it's becoming ruined at more than its normal rate of depletion, Divrei Akol Mochrim Basin, all agree he sells it in basin. The Gemara notes that he definitely argues with Nachman Bar Yitzchak's reason given before for not selling a pikadon of produce that it may have been made truma because that would apply even where the produce is being ruined at an unusually high rate. He can agree with Rav Kahana, who said a person prefers his own kav more than nine of someone else's because the expression was guzma ba'alma, merely an exaggeration, and if the produce is being abnormally ruined, the owner prefers that it should be sold. Although produce would be sold in such a circumstance, an owner may declare his deposited produce truma on his other produce without concern it was sold because such depletion is uncommon. And point number three, the Gemara discusses the laws of a captive's property. Rav says, Eimarin karav unuchosav, we do not install a relative who would inherit him in a captive's property to work and care for it. But Shmuel says we do. The Gemara clarifies, B'sheshamu b'shemes, where they heard that the captive died, all agree we would install a relative in his property because the relative will responsibly care for the land which he thinks he may inherit, and even if the captive returns, he's still compensated as a sharecropper. If they have not heard that the captive died, Rav says we do not install a relative, Dilma Mapsiluhu, because perhaps he'll ruin the land by trying to get as much as possible from the land while it's under his control and not fertilize between crops. Shmuel holds that since even if the owner returns, the relative will be paid like a sharecropper, he will tend to it responsibly. This is also Malchokas Tanaim in a Braisa, which adds that even if the relative heard the captive was returning after being rumored dead and quickly consumed that year's crop before the captive returned, Harizeh Zariz V'Nizkar, this is one who is swift and gains from his quickness. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states that if one left his produce with someone, the Tanakhama says, Afilahen Avudin, even if it's becoming ruined by mice or spoiling, well, Yigabehen, he should not touch it to sell it. Mishim Gamliel says he should sell it in basin, because he's like one returning a lost item to its owner. Two reasons are given to explain the Tanakhama's opinion. Rav Kahana says, Adam Rosa Mekav Shalom, Metisha Kavim Shal Chavero. A person prefers a kav of his own produce for which he has toiled, which might remain at the end, more than nine kavim of his fellow's produce, which he could buy if his produce would be sold earlier. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Chashin Shema Asan Hamafki Truma Umaiso Al Makam Acher. We're concerned that perhaps the depositor declared it Truma or Maiso on his own produce elsewhere, and it's prohibited to a non-Kohen. A Braisa teaches that since a Nifkad cannot sell the produce, the owner is permitted to declare Truma or Maiso on his other produce without concern that it was sold. Point number two, Rabba Bar Bar Chama quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that this Malchokas applies where the produce is becoming ruined at its normal rate, which is defined on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. However, Yosmech De Chesronen, if it's becoming ruined at more than its normal rate of depletion, Divrei Akol Mochrim Basin, all agree he sells it in basin. The Gemara notes that he definitely argues with Nachman Bar Yitzchak's reason given before for not selling a pikadon of produce that it may have been made truma because that would apply even where the produce is being ruined at an unusually high rate. He can agree with Rav Kahana, who said a person prefers his own kav more than nine of someone else's because the expression was guzma ba'alma, merely an exaggeration, and if the produce is being abnormally ruined, the owner prefers that it should be sold. Although produce would be sold in such a circumstance, an owner may declare his deposited produce truma on his other produce without concern it was sold because such depletion is uncommon. And point number three, the Gemara discusses the laws of a captive's property. Rav says, Eimarin karav unuchosav, we do not install a relative who would inherit him in a captive's property to work and care for it. But Shmuel says we do. The Gemara clarifies B'Shashamu B'Shemes, where they heard that the captive died, all agree we would install a relative in his property because the relative will responsibly care for the land which he thinks he may inherit. And even if the captive returns, he's still compensated as a sharecropper. If they have not heard that the captive died, Rav says we do not install a relative, Dilma Mapsiluhu, because perhaps he'll ruin the land by trying to get as much as possible from the land while it's under his control and not fertilize between crops. Shmuel holds that since even if the owner returns, the relative will be paid like a sharecropper, he will tend to it responsibly. This is also Malchus Tanaim in a Braisa, which adds that even if the relative heard the captive was returning after being rumored dead and quickly consumed that year's crop before the captive returned, Harizeh Zariz V'Nisgar, this is one who is swift and gains from his quickness. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Ches, and our standard Siman is a Dabra Lach, a liquid, so we use soup as a Siman. So here goes. The Shomu who didn't touch the cup of barley he was guarding, even though it was getting ruined, because he knew how chaviv it was to the owner when he made barley soup. Watched another shomer race the basin to sell produce that was spoiling at a rapid rate, and then purchased more at a captive's property nearby that was being cared for by the captive's relative. Once again, slow motion. The shomer who didn't touch the cup of barley he was guarding, even though it was getting ruined, because he knew how chaviv it was to the owner when he made barley soup, that must be one daf lamed ches. The shomer who didn't touch the cup of barley he was guarding, even though it was getting ruined, because he knew how chaviv it was to the owner when he made barley soup, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one left his produce with someone, the Tanna Kamma says, afilu hen avudin, even if it's becoming ruined by mice or spoiling, he shouldn't touch it to sell it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he should sell it in Basin, because he's like returning a lost item to its owner. Two reasons are given to explain the Tanna Kamma's opinion. Rav Kahana says, Adam rotz mekav shelo, a person prefers a cup of his own produce, for which he toiled, which might remain at the end, but tisha kavim shel chavero, more than 9 kavs of his fellow's produce, which he could buy if his produce would be sold earlier. So the shomer didn't touch the cup of barley he was guarding, even though it was getting ruined, because he knew how chaviv it was to the owner when he made barley soup. Watched another shomer race to basin to sell produce that was spoiling at a rapid rate, which reminds Rabbi Bar Bachana quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that this malchukas applies where the produce is becoming ruined at a normal rate. However, Yosef Mechdei Chesron, if it's becoming ruined at more than its normal rate of depletion, Divrei Kol Mochrim Bebasin, all agree he sells it in Basin. So the shomer who didn't touch the cup of barley he was guarding, even though it was getting ruined, because he knew how chaviv it was to the owner when he made barley soup, watched another shomer race to Basin to sell produce that was spoiling at a rapid rate, and then purchased more at a captive's property nearby that was being cared for by the captive's relative. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the laws of a captive's property. Rav says, Ein moridin karvo nechoso. We do not install a relative who would inherit him in a captive's property to work and care for it, but Shmuel says we do. Rav says we do not install a relative, Dilma Mavsiluhu, because perhaps he'll ruin the land by trying to get as much as possible from the land while it's under his control and not fertilize between crops. Shmuel holds that since, even if the owner returns, the relative will be paid like a sharecropper, he will tend to it responsibly. So once again, the shomer who didn't touch the cup of barley he was guarding, even though it was getting ruined, because he knew how chaviv it was to the owner when he made barley soup, watched another shomer race the basin to sell produce that was spoiling at a rapid rate, and then purchased more at a captive's property nearby that was being cared for by the captive's relative. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf Lamed Dalet. So the symbol Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. The fireman climbed down the ladder. Ladder? That must be one Daf Lamed Dalet. The fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given to him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil. Which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, how does the shomer acquire kefil by volunteering to pay for the lost pikadon, since it's a davar shel bal olam, something which has not come into the world, which one cannot transfer? Rava answered, Nasuka Omer, was as if the owner told the shomer, when giving him the animal, quote, when the cow is stolen and you will agree to pay me for it, my cow is transferred to you retroactively from now. Since he acquires the actual cow, it's on a davar shel bal olam. So the fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given to him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil, even though the shomer had merely agreed to pay and hadn't yet paid. Which reminds us of Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo shilim shilim mamish, the Mishnah statement that the shomer paid does not mean that he literally paid. Rather, once he said, I will pay, even though he didn't yet pay, he acquires the kefil. So the fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil, even though the shomer had merely agreed to pay and hadn't yet paid, while children, the future heirs of the shomer and the owner, Well done, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a series of various scenarios of payments and asks if the Shomer acquires the kefil. If the Shomer dies and his heirs pay, or if the owner dies and the Shomer pays his heirs, or both die and the Shomer's heirs pay the owner's heirs, is kefil acquired? These questions center on whether only the owner agrees to transfer kefil and only to the Shomer, who has personally pleased the owner in the past. Daf Lamed Hey, so the Simur Daf Lamed Hey is the children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The children's wealthy choir had children's choir. That must be learned of Lamed Hey, la la la. The children's wealthy choir head, who was trusted by his lova, who didn't make him swear that the microphones he gave as a mashkon were truly lost, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why a shavua she'ena b'reshusa would not force a gilgo shavua on a mashkon's value. Rav Gahan explained the cases where the lova trusts the malva that the mashkon is lost, so he doesn't swear. He doesn't trust the malva about the mashkon's value because the malva is unfamiliar with it. The Gemara explains that the lova applies to the malva tamus nusharim nitanchem. The perfection of the upright will lead them to good fortune, meaning the lender's honesty brought about his wealth. But the malva applies to the lova vasel bogdim yishadim, and the perverseness of traders will plunder them, meaning the borrower's dishonesty causes poverty. So the children's wealthy choir head, who was trusted by his lova, who didn't make him swear that the microphones he gave as a mashkon were truly lost, had to return the seized auditorium to a borrower who finally paid up. Which reminds us, the scholars of Nar Hadar say, Shuma Adar Treisa Yarchi Shasa, property which was appraised and seized to pay debt is returned to the debtor if he pays it until 12 months after the collection. A Maimar, who was also from Nar Hadar, said that seized property is returned forever. This is the halacha because of the pasuk Vasisa Yarshava Atov, and you shall do what is right and good. So the children's wealthy choir head, who was trusted by his lova, who didn't make him swear that the microphones he gave as a mashkon were truly lost, had to return the seized auditorium to a borrower who finally paid up, with money he made by lending out a cow he had rented, which died. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if someone rented a cow and lent it to someone else and it died naturally, the socher swears that it died naturally, for which he's exempt, and the shoel pays the cow's value to the socher. Riosi asked, Ketzad halaosas chor b'parasu shechavero? How can that renter do business with his friend's cow? Rather, the payment is given to the cow's owner. Daf Lamed Vav, so the simur Daf Lamed Vav is lulav. So here goes. The lulav dealer, lulav, that must mean Daf Lamed Vav. The lulav dealer, who was distraught when he discovered his prize case of lulavim that he gave a shomer sachar were handed over to a shomer chinam and were stolen, which reminds us, the Gemara quotes the Machlokas, shomer shemasa l'shomer, regarding a shomer who gave over his pikadon to another shomer. Rav says he's patur from the pikadon's loss. Abai adds that this is not only so where a shomer chinam gave the pikadon to the shomer sachar, where he raised the level of shmir because the second shomer, being more liable, guards it more diligently, but even in the reverse case where a shomer sachar gave it to a shomer chinam, thereby decreasing his shmira, he's still exempt the hamasul ben das because he gave it over to a mentally competent person capable of guarding it and was not negligent. So the lulav dealer, who was distraught when he discovered his prize case of lulavim that he gave a shomer sachar were handed over to a shomer chinam and were stolen, and lambasted the shomer, telling him that even in the case of upgrading the shmira, he would not have believed the second shomer's shavua, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan holds that a shomer who gives the pikadon to another is always chayiv. Abai explained that this is not only so where a shomer sachar gave it to a shomer chinam, thereby decreasing its shmira, but even in the reverse case, whereby he upgraded its shmira, he is liable because the owner can say, I don't want my pikadon in another person's hands. So, the lulav dealer, who was distraught when he discovered the prize case of lulavim that he gave a shomer sachar were handed over to a shomer chinam and were stolen, and lambasted the shomer, telling him that even in the case of upgrading the shmira, he would not have believed the second shomer's shavua, was interrupted by his assistant who shared the bad news that another shomer was negligent watching their donkey used to transport the lulavim, which escaped to a marsh and died of natural causes, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Machlokas, if a shomer was negligent in watching an animal and it escaped to a marsh in which it was unprotected from predators and thieves, umeis kadarka, and it died naturally, whether the shomer is chayiv or not. Daf Lamed Zayin, so the simur Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The attendant at the laser tag arena, laser tag, that mismimur Daf Lamed Zayin. The attendant at the laser tag arena, who couldn't recall which player left two guns with him and which one left one, because they gave them together, which reminds us, in a case where someone was given pikdonos in two bundles, meaning at separate times, and was negligent in not knowing who gave what, he must pay. But in a case where they gave their pikdonos together, which is similar to giving them in one bundle, the shomer says, you yourselves were not particular with each other, should I be particular to know who gave which amount? So the attendant at the laser tag arena, who couldn't recall which player left two guns with him and which one left one, because they gave them together, was startled when someone from the other team sheepishly confessed to the referee that he had stolen a vest from one of the five players without knowing whose it was, which reminds us, the mission taught that if someone admits to having stolen from one of two people, but does not know which, he must pay both. The mission's case is Bevolat Seis Yedei Shamayim, where he comes to fulfill his heavenly obligation to avoid punishment, which requires him to pay every possible victim. This is supported by the mission's language, Shohoda Mipiatzmo, because he admitted to the claim. So, the attendant at the laser tag arena, who couldn't recall which player left two guns with him and which one left one because they gave them together, was startled when someone from the other team sheepishly confessed to the referee that he had stolen a vest from one of the five players without knowing whose it was. And the ref told him he has to pay every player who claims he took his, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva holds gezel from an unknown victim is paid to both if each is bari. Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn that property which was appraised and seized to pay a debt is returned to the debtor if he pays it until 12 months after the collection? And a memra says forever. That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Good number 2. Which stuff do we learn when a pikadon of unclear ownership must be paid to both? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good number 3. Which stuff do we question if the kefil is transferred if the shomer's heir paid the owner's heirs? That's on Daf. Lamadal. Good number 4. Which of the one a shomer that swears instead of pays receives kefil if the gun is found? That's on Daf. Lamad Gimel. Good number 5. Which of the one a person prefers a kavah of his own produce more than tisha kabin of his friends? That's on Daf. Lamad Ches. Good number 6. Which stuff do we discuss if tsar bal chaim deraisa? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis. Good number 7. Which stuff do the machos whether a karov should watch his captive relative's property? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches. Good number 8. Which of the one the rekiva holds gezel from an unknown victim is paid to both if each victim is bari? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good number 9. Which stuff do the rav holds a shomer shemasu a shomer is pater even if there was a downgrading of shmira? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you learn that if produce is being watched and is getting ruined at a rapid rate, then the shomer should run to Beis Din to sell it? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.